You're listening to episode 109 of the FitzPro podcast, and today I am sharing my favorite choices thus far in 2021 and or choices that I made in 2020, which are having a positive effect and carryover into 2021 so far. We go into personal as well as business because I believe you can't quite separate the two of those. So if that is of interest to you, you're going to love today's episode. Without further ado, let's dive in. The FitzPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs. AKA not your average Fitzpo, and my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a Fitzpro. You already know, unless you're new here, if you are here at the Fitzpro podcast or you follow me anywhere else on the business side of things as a health and fitness professional, go ahead and join my free on-demand workshop, Your Biz, Your Way, 3 Steps to Build a Profitable Online Health and Fitness Business. The link will be in the show notes and you can register at anniemiller.co/workshop-register. Also, while you're over on the site, you can snag all of my free resources from things that apply to trainees, trainers, and entrepreneurs at anniemiller.co/resources. So, today's episode, I thought I would do a little quarterly review and planning episode. I always love hearing what others are doing, and I'm a very big fan of making goals and setting action plans, but then actually tracking them and reflecting on how that's going. I don't really see the point of making goals or action plans if we are not tracking the effectiveness of said goals or action plans, right? So I think that these episodes are insightful. I find them relatable, and hopefully you will find it helpful, even if you're ahead of or behind me in business or life or whatever. Also, today we are going into life and business because the two are intertwined naturally. One is going to affect the other, so we can't, you know, not consider both of them when we're making life and business goals, I think. Feel free to disagree. Before we dive into my favorite choices in quarter one, we had some stressful moments, as is life, so we will also note those within the positives along the way, because remember, we can have positives in the midst of negatives or stressful moments or trying times. They can coexist together. So my first favorite choice of 2021 was hands down Annie's Daily Dose. If you have not subscribed to Annie's Daily Dose, I'm gonna have to ask you what you're even doing. I'm gonna have to call you out right now, call you in, whatever. I cannot tell you how much I have loved doing Annie's Daily Dose. They are daily emails that I send, 1 to 2 sentences. It's just a little note from me every day about life, fitness, business, something that can help you take action, look inward, ponder where you're at, ask a question, give you a thought for the day. And bless my assistant, Maddie, for scheduling all of them month to month, because I don't know that I could do it without her. It's shown that people will open daily emails. They will open an email every day, and that email is most certainly not dead. Email is not dead. It just needs to be valuable and digestible enough for the reader. That is what I have found in this process. It has truly been a joy, and they're shared every day on Instagram, or I receive a response via email from someone who opened the Daily Dose. It's been an absolute joy. I've loved it so much. So if you don't know what I'm talking about, hit up anniemiller.co/news and sign up. You can choose to either sign up for Annie's weekly wrap and or Annie's daily dose. What have you got to lose? You can unsubscribe at any time. I am not holding anyone hostage. Next favorite choice of 2021, which was actually, well, hang on. Before I go there, I do want to make a note that if you haven't heard kind of my episodes on planning 2021, I chose to do a daily email because I've wanted to do it since 2018. And I wanted a way to connect to people every day outside of Instagram. I wanted to do less on social media and experiment with whether people would open a daily email. And so that's where that came from, FYI. Now, moving on. Next favorite choice of 2021, which was actually a 2020 choice and project, but we're seeing the fruits and functionality in 2021, is creating an evergreen funnel for Fitzbro Foundations, which is my online business course for health and fitness professionals. I am beyond pleased with this decision. It was, quite frankly, an absolute bitch to set up. And in the first week of the funnel being open in January, we had over 200 people stuck in waiting on the email list, so they weren't getting any of the emails. I about threw my desktop through the wall, but between myself, ConvertKit senior support, and Maddie, my assistant, we got it working. Even if it took a month, kid you not. Still worth it. I loved creating the free workshop. I also worked with an expert behind the scenes to help create that workshop and the funnel and all of the pieces that go into that. The free workshop is, like I said at the beginning of the episode, Your Biz, Your Way, 3 Steps to Build a Profitable Online Health and Fitness Business, and she's doing so well. You can sign up for that via the link in the show notes if you are interested. It is also the best way to join Fitzbro Foundation, so you can watch it and not join Fitzbro. You'll still get value from it, but the free workshop is the absolute best way to enroll in Fitzbro Foundation. So the plan for Fitzbro Foundations was always to eventually have it be an evergreen course, but she needed a year or so of live launches before converting to evergreen. I needed to learn things. I needed to collect testimonies. I needed to know what gaps I needed to fill. And that came through live launches and just experience. I completely rebuilt the course. It was the same content, but when I rebranded, I redid every single workbook. I added videos to every single workbook. And so at that point, it was ready to become an evergreen course. And in fact, making it into an evergreen course has definitely made me want to play with this approach with Built by Annie and many of my other offers, even a future offer that I am working on right now behind the scenes. I'm thinking about how I can use this sales strategy with more of my content, potentially. We'll see. So that's all still to be determined, but I have been so pleased with the funnel and how that is working in 2021. Next up, Fave 2021 choice is a big biz/life one, and I am loving it the most. Still working on it, but loving it. And that is generally pulling back. It's a lot of social media preparation, but less live time on the actual app. And when I say social media, I am 100% talking about Instagram only. As you can imagine, I expected to love this, but I'm like really, really enjoying it. I discussed in my 2021 planning episode that essentially I am putting out the same volume, if not more volume of content, but I spend far less live time on the app. So February and part of March, for instance, I spent from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. and then 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. roughly on the app, posting and interacting, DMing, etc. Then every 2 weeks or so, I'd scroll reels and save audio that I liked for when I would batch my reels and my mini trainings. I'm creating all of this off the app and then just uploading it and mostly walking away. Right? That does, it feels, again, on the outside, it looks like I'm putting out the same amount of content, if not more. And I have been putting out more, but I feel like I have to be less quote unquote on, if you will. So Reels, as a little side note here, were also a favorite decision of quarter one. I wasn't a huge fan of Reels until I found the type that I enjoyed creating. That's a huge key. If you haven't used Reels or you're dabbling in Reels on Instagram, you can do so much with short form video. Find what you like and what makes sense for your content topic or style. I love meshing humor and entertainment with education. So that's the direction that I've gone with it. And I will likely do a podcast on how I gained 3,000 followers in 1 month from doing Reels and posting twice per day. I should probably break that down. I have a few stories saved in my quote unquote mini gains highlight on Instagram. If you want to go check out that data, I literally have the actual data from posting twice a week, and you can see all of the metrics that I tracked, et cetera, et cetera. Check that out on Instagram. Next up, another 2020 choice that is paying off big in 2021 was investing in a home gym. We are very privileged and blessed to be able to have a home gym, a garage gym. And I've said before, garage gym owners were the real winners of 2020. If y'all were ahead of the game in 2020 with your garage gyms, like, kudos to you. You won 2020. Okay. We live currently with my mom, and she has been gracious enough to let us take up 2/3 of her garage so we can have a full-on home gym. It's just been so much better than I could have even imagined. I didn't realize how much I would love having a home gym for so many reasons. The ease, the privacy, the adherence, the ability to train Nate, which he's never let me do before, to create content. The ease of creating content, bringing my ring light out there, filming my lifts, all of these things. It's just been a fabulous experience. In case you missed it, I also wrote up a full garage gym haul blog post as well with everything we got, all of the links, the reasoning, why you might choose something different. If you go to anniemiller.co/blog, you can use the search bar to just search home gym or garage gym, and you can find that post. We'll also link it in the show notes as well. So the last two lead to more structured work hours, which is by no means perfected, but we're making serious progress. So those are writing and following 3 months of programming for myself and reading. Yes, reading. If I have a program, I am pretty stinking keen to stick with it, even when I don't want to. That's not something I typically struggle with. And that is simply due to the fact that I truly enjoy lifting weights, and I know what it takes to get where I want to go because I've been at it for 10 plus years. And I don't want to go to any special place. It's not a competition. It's not a specific goal beyond feeling strong and continuing to lift weights, to feeling fit and mobile and keeping my joints healthy. I don't have a specific goal other than to keep doing what I'm doing. And that's where we're going. And that requires a progressive program performed consistently. So that's what I wrote for myself. Close to the 3 month mark, I will reevaluate and program another 3 month block. I find that if I try to program for myself month by month, I get gaps and there's less adherence because I feel like I'm constantly having to program for myself. So I like to do a 3 month block and then, you know, kind of make small tweaks rather than having to write a brand new phase. So with having a home gym and adequate equipment to lift the way that I want to lift, it was time to be consistent for the first time in 3 years. 3 years. Remember that we started traveling the world full time in 2018. It is 2021, my friends. So I have not been on a consistent lifting program in 3 years. And it feels so freaking good. Nothing really beats lifting weights and conditioning consistently. It's a simple thing, but if you've experienced it, you know what I'm talking about. I just love it so much. So the time demand for the lift is not large, but it provides a break and a natural structure to my day. So that's where it gets into kind of the work structure that I was talking about. Having the program and knowing that I have to lift 4 to 5 days a week automatically provides that structure. So also, in the same breath, having a book to read does the same thing. Brief tangent here. I mentioned this in one of my daily dose emails. It was in regards to health and body image, and that was to focus on adding things to your life instead of focusing on restriction. In that email, I used examples like adding an affirmation, adding breathing practices, adding more water, adding more green food, adding a workout, meditation, a habit, etc. The same goes for me having a book to read. I read first thing when I get up. It only takes about 10 to 30 minutes, and it provides a built-in structure for me to build off of, just like having a program provides for me. The book I recently finished was Atomic Habits by James Clear. I had never read the book before, but had many people tell me that his approach very much so aligns with mine and kind of what I preach. I found that I already did most or have implemented most of what he said to do. I just hadn't put a name to those things. So I loved his writing style and the approach, which I had absolutely anticipated, and I would 500% recommend that book to literally anyone. I think there's something you can gain from it, even if, like me, you practice a lot of these things. It is nice to hear the science behind things, hear other people's stories, and put a name to these practices. Now, I am reading Rebuilding Milo by Dr. Aaron Horshig. I am not positive how to say his last name. I'm sorry. But Rebuilding Milo, I believe you can get it on Amazon. Look it up. It is from the same doctor who wrote the Squat Bible, which I also have, and you can follow him on Instagram at Squat University. I've never really been a reader, not in the morning or night routine sense, but it has proven to be a fantastic practice for me. I also don't love reading, so I'm ready to move from that task after about that 10 to 30 minute mark. And I could see someone else getting caught up in the reading and wanting to finish the book. So that is not a barrier for me. Find me reading self-help or science-based strength and conditioning books. Read them for 10 to 30 minutes, moving on. That's kind of my gig. So all that to say, reading and lifting have been two very positive choices in 2021 that have in turn led to more positive decisions, daily vitamins, water intake, higher protein intake, better sleep, post-lift walks with Nate, et cetera, et cetera. And of course, a schedule around work from which to function from. I used to call those positive pivotal triggers when I ran 20-day challenges. I find that people have one positive action that can then trigger other positive choices. And that was, you know, 5 or 6 years ago that I was doing that or using that term. But this same phenomenon was also discussed in Atomic Habits. And I am 1000% sure that I am not the first person to realize or mention the fact that if you do one positive thing, it can lead to you making better and better choices. So that action for me since my early 20s has been drinking water first thing in the morning and lifting weights. Both lead to a cascade of better choices overall. And that is it, you beautiful humans. Quarter one of 2021 down. Not too shabby. over in this neck of the woods, even with a brief case of the sickness. So Nate and I did have coronavirus in March, February, March, and it has been an eventful year behind the scenes for us, that's for sure. But lots of positive takeaways so far. I hope that you are controlling what you can control and moving forward, my friends. Here's to quarter two. And before I let you go, I would like to thank the sponsor of this podcast, Legion Athletics. Legion are my people. Beyond the supplements themselves, I freaking love that they are scientifically backed ingredients and dosages. If you know anything about supplements, it's just not regulated. And with Legion, you know what you're getting. There's 100% transparency. You can see all of the ingredients, dosages, and why they chose those dosages based on scientific studies and literature. And of course, if you are skeptical, they do have 100% money-back guarantee plus free shipping. Go to buylegion.com, as in BUYlegion.com, and use code Annie at checkout to save 20% on your first order. If you are an existing customer, you will get double Legion reward points. And finally, if you love this episode, I will never stop asking you to give the show 5 stars and leave a written review. It is so appreciated. It helps get me in front of people who otherwise wouldn't find this show. And I do choose a listener of the month from people who left a review that month. And that person receives 50% off any non-membership program of mine, as well as a freebie from Frey Skincare. So until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitzPro Podcast.